Hi, welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Father, we pray that you bless the service tonight, and that everybody in this place will have a special touch of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, as we take our seats now in the house of the Lord, we prepare for the Word of God, after which everyone will receive a lasting blessing upon their lives with the oil of Shiloh. We thank and honor and praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Once again, I welcome Pastor Jacques and his wife Maria to the Heifeld from Cape Town. I have deep respect for Jacques and the way he's carried himself in the ministry. And Maria has got the same name as my mother's name was Maria. And so there's another Maria here tonight. And to these people we say, God bless you. Let's give Pastor Jacques a warm West Rand welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Aaron. Such a powerful presence of God here. A powerful presence of Jesus, of the Messiah, of the Anointed One. And I tell you, it was just such an awesome experience to be part of this atmosphere of worship and praise. What a gift from heaven, the sound of worship and the sound of anointed music. And then the lighting of this menorah here, what a prophetic anointing that's flowing here tonight. How many of you know the atmosphere is charged with the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus? And so there is a word that the Lord is speaking clearly to your heart, to your life, to our lives here tonight. And I want to say that we are ready. I'm ready with you. I'm anticipating and expecting a powerful impartation tonight when Pastor Harold ministers. Something significant is going to happen. Something prophetic is going to happen. Something unusual is about to happen. We are in a time of unusual miracles, unusual demonstrations of the power of God. Can you say amen? And so tonight in this place, anticipate it, get ready. It's about to manifest. I pray that you would leave tonight totally under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Totally under the power. I feel the power of God right now. Hallelujah. And it's so good to be with you. Such a privilege. It's like being with mom and dad here tonight. We honor them and we honor this house. And I know that there's an anointing that's about to flow and manifest. And the anointing always flows from the head down. And so there's an anointing about to flow upon each and every life. The Bible says it flows from the head down to the beard, down to the collar of the robes. There's a flow of the anointing. It doesn't matter where you're seated or standing. We are all being saturated in the anointing and the presence of God. And tonight, just for a few minutes, I believe there's a word of the Lord for your life and what God wants me to give you. And I want to just quickly take you to 2 Kings chapter 6 and from the first verse. And the sons of the prophets say to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go." There are some of you that have felt restrictions, hindrances, boundaries in your life. I prophesy tonight, there's an expansion coming. There's an enlargement coming. There's movement coming. The space has become too small. Get ready for increase. The Spirit of God is saying, go. Then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, "Alas, master, it was borrowed." So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Therefore he said, "Pick it up for yourself." So he reached out his hand and took it. I declare to you tonight, out of this portion of scripture, the word that I have for you is that God says you're going to get the edge back in your life. The edge is coming back in your life. Now, there are many people in the body of Christ that are gifted, that are anointed to fulfill their purpose and their destiny, and they are advancing, and they have been advancing, and they've been swinging and cutting down trees and growing and developing, but it's like some have lost the edge that they used to have. Some have lost the ability to break through, to advance, to create new territories and new space. It's like the accent has been lost. And so we see that this man lost that accent and it fell into the water. And so there are people that I believe God is going to restore that edge back into your life tonight. There are those that have lost that edge, that spiritual accuracy and effectiveness. When we lose our accuracy and our effectiveness, we become dull in the kingdom of God. But tonight I want you to know that in this great Pentecost feast here on this last night, there is an anointing about to restore the edge in your life. The spiritual accuracy, the effectiveness is coming back into your life. Your prayer life, your business, your finances, your family, your walk with God, there's an accuracy and an effectiveness coming back to you, and God is going to give you that edge back that you used to have, that you may have lost. It's coming back. The smile is coming back. The twinkle in your eye is coming back. The spring in your step is coming back. That anointing is coming back. That shout is coming back. Come on, let's all give the Lord a praise for a cutting edge anointing tonight. Those watching on live streaming, the word of the Lord comes to you right there where you are. Watching right now, God says the edge is coming back. You're going to be effective. You're going to break through. You're going to cut down trees. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and the 10th verse says something very powerful. It says, if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. When an accent is dull, how many of you know you've got to exert more strength, more effort in getting results? And there are some that have had to use a lot of effort and a lot of strength to get little results. But when the accent is sharpened and the edge is back, you don't have to swing hard. That edge is so sharp that it cuts right through. It slices right through. And with little effort, there are big results. So I prophesy to you that the edge is coming back to your life. And with little effort, you're going to have great results because of that cutting edge anointing. Would you tell three people around you the edge is coming back to your life? Hallelujah. It's about to be restored. It's about to be restored. It's about to come back. There are some people here that used to be very cutting edge in business, very cutting edge in creativity, cutting edge in the spiritual things, in worship, in music, in whatever area of life you're in. You used to be on the edge. You used to be accurate, but there is an anointing tonight about to bring that edge back to you. You're going to be as sharp as you ever used to be, and you're going to see breakthroughs and advancement. Come on, somebody shout amen tonight. The body of Christ is going to be cutting edge in this hour. We are not going to be behind. We're not going to be dull. Too many dull people in the church. Can you say amen? But no dull people here tonight. There are cutting edge people here. Everybody looks sharp and accurate. I'm here to tell you there's a cutting edge anointing upon Little Falls Christian Center, and it's cutting through every barrier that's been standing in the way. Come on, give God another big praise and a shout. Hallelujah. And so this man lost that accent. He lost that edge. He lost what he had, and it fell. And I love this prophet. He ran, the son of the prophet, he ran to the prophet of God, and he said, I'm in trouble. I've lost this accent. A lot of people want to ignore their losses. They want to ignore their setbacks. They want to ignore the fact that there's a problem, there's an issue. I want you to know, acknowledging a problem is not surrendering to a problem. But in order to have a restoration, in order to have the accent restored, you've got to run to the prophet. You've got to come to God and say, I've lost it. There can be no restoration without an acknowledgement of something that has been lost. There are some here tonight, if you would acknowledge what has been lost, if you would acknowledge that you lost the edge in your marriage, you lost the edge in your thinking, you lost the edge in your prayer life, there's something missing, there's a dullness to you. If you would acknowledge that, God can restore it to your life. I love what the prophet said. He said, where did it fall? The prophet wanted to know, where exactly did you lose it? And it tells us that God wants us to look and find and examine and say where we lost it. Where did you lose it? Where did you neglect it? Where did it begin to deteriorate? Where did you begin to lose your faith? Where did you begin to neglect the anointing, your prayer life? Where did you begin to be intimidated and step back instead of going forward? When we can find that place where we lost it, the prophetic anointing can do a miracle there and bring it back to our lives. But you got to know where you lost it. There's no way of getting anything back until we know where we lost it. And there are some that have lost in life. They've lost in their homes, in their families, in their relationship. And the Spirit of God is saying, where did it go wrong? Where did you lose it? Acknowledge it. Look at it. Examine it. Pinpoint it. And it's not to submit or surrender to that setback or failure, but rather it is to give God an opportunity to do a miracle restoration work in your life. I prophesy to you tonight that the axe head that seems to be sunk tonight, your dream, your vision, your gift, your testimony, your health, whatever it might be, your business, I'm here to tell you it's not over. It's about to rise. It's about to live. It's about to come up. It's about to flow. Come on, I need some people to give God a praise and a shout. It's not over yet. It's about to come up again. It's about to live again. Don't lie to the enemy that tells you it's over. It's gone forever. It's sunk. You'll never have it again. There is a miracle anointing in this hour, in this night, that is going to make things that have been sunk float again. Whatever has sunk in your life is about to float, and it's going to be an unusual miracle. I want you to tell three people around you, get ready for an unusual miracle in your life. Come on, somebody, an unusual miracle in your life. Hallelujah. Unusual miracle. Unusual. If there's unusual miracles, then there means there must be some usual miracles. This was unusual. To make iron float, it was unusual. If God can make iron float, He can make your business float. If God can make iron float, He can make your family come up again. If God can make iron float, He can bring you out of the mud that you've been stuck in and bring you back into position of authority, of effectiveness, cutting edge, wielding the axe, cutting down every tree, making room, making space, breaking barriers, advancing, going forward. Can you say amen? The prodigal son lost his edge, and he landed up in the world, and he lost everything, and he sat with the pigs, and he was looking at what they were eating, and he was longing for what he used to have, and he came to himself. When we come to ourselves, when we say, that's where I lost it, that's where I went wrong, that's the beginning of restoration. And the son stood up and went back to his father's house because he realized his destiny is joined to his father. And when he got there, he said, I'll just be a servant. But the father said, you're a son. It doesn't matter what you've done, how you failed, how you messed up. It doesn't change the fact that you are my son. And he got his ring back. His shoes back. He got his robe back. He got his identity back. He got his edge back. He didn't walk around or look like a little servant. He walked and looked and spoke like a son who never lost anything he had before. He got his edge back. I prophesy your edge. Can I say it one more time? Your edge is coming back to your life. Won't you make that prophetic declaration with me and say, my edge is coming back. Won't you say it, I'm cutting edge tonight. Woo. Cut
cutting edge. No more dullness. I won't do it here, but I would if I was in Cape Town. I would tell the people, look around and look at some people around you and see if they're dull. Because I'm here tonight to tell you we have a lot of dull people in the body of Christ worldwide that have been stuck in a rut, doing the same thing, going through the same motion, same work, same bed, same road, same bus, same people, same clothes. I'm here to tell you, just one day take a different route to work and surprise yourself and surprise everybody and get the edge back in your life. Come on, give God a big praise and a shout. The edge is coming back. The prophet cut off that stick and he threw it into the water. And the iron began to float. That stick was a prophetic word. It was a prophetic manifestation. There is a prophetic word right now that's dropping. There's a stick that's been cut off and it's been thrown into the water of your situation. And this prophetic word is right now causing the dead thing, the dead dream, the dead gift, the dead anointing, the dead testimony. It's causing that thing to rise and to come up again. There's a prophetic word for your life, and I released it this morning. I want to say it again tonight. We are in a season right now of unusual miracles. Acts 19, verse 12 and 13, the Bible says God did unusual miracles by the hands of the apostles and Paul, that even the handkerchiefs and the cloths that were placed on his body when it was laid on the sick and the oppressed, they were healed and set free. The handkerchief is used to wipe away sweat and tears. God says, I'm going to use the thing that has been causing sweat and tears in your life, and I'm going to put an anointing on that, and it's going to turn. It's not going to cause sweat and tears. It's going to bring forth a manifestation of unusual miracles. Come on. I need about 100 people that can stand and give God a praise like you're getting your edge back now. Not tomorrow, not next week, tonight. This anointing, this oil of Shiloh is going to bring that edge back into your life. And dear friends, your problem is going to get sick of you. And the enemy is not going to know what to do with you. Because you're going to be too cutting edge. You're going to be too sharp. You're going to be too anointed, too accurate. How many of you know when Jonah was in that fish, the Bible says that that fish began to get sick. And he vomited him out. Why? Because Jonah got his edge back. Jonah ran from God. He said, I'm going on a cruise. I don't want to go to Nineveh. And then he landed up in the fish and he began to pray. And he said, God, I want to offer you thanksgiving. And Jonah got his edge back. He said, God, if you'll just bring me out here, I'll do what you want me to do. Man, that fish got sick. He couldn't handle the prayer. He couldn't handle the praise. He couldn't handle the thanksgiving. Jonah was wrapped in seaweed, smelling like sushi. But in that fish's belly, he was worshiping, praising, and thanking. And it made that fish sick. There are some financial problems that have swallowed you up. There are some family issues that have swallowed you up. There are some troubles that have swallowed you up. It's about to get sick of you when you start praising and worshiping and shouting and getting the anointing on you. It's about to let go of you when you get your edge back and you say amen. They came to bitter waters. Moses prayed because they couldn't drink the water. Mara, bitter. What's worse than not having any water? I think something worse than not having water is having water but not able to drink from it. Oh, I can go into that, but I don't have time. But how many of you know you can be married? You can have a family. You can be in church. We can take this through in any area of life. You can have it and yet not drink of it. It torments you. It's bitter waters. But when Moses prayed, God said, there's a tree. There's a stick. throw it into the water. And when he did it, bitter waters became sweet. And God said, I am Adonai that heals your life. I prophesy to you tonight, your bitter waters are going to become sweet. What you had, but you couldn't enjoy. Am I prophesying to somebody, what you had, what you could look at, but you could never enjoy it? God says, I'm going to heal it in your life. Bitter waters are going to become sweet when you throw the power of the prophetic word, the cut stick, the cut tree, the cross, the power of the cross. When it touches that area of your life, it becomes sweet. The acid began to float and it started to drift. And I love the word of God. It says that the prophet said to him, now go in and reach out and take it. So here the iron is floating on the waters. It didn't jump out of the water onto the handle of the axe. He had to go into the water, grab hold of it, and put it on that handle again. It was restored, but he had to get in there and be part of the process. A miracle cannot ever happen with spectators. It can only happen with participators. A miracle must have people participating in the process. And there is a miracle anointing in this house tonight. How many can feel that miracle anointing in this place? When you participate, that miracle anointing will begin to rub off on your life. That woman, the prophet said, that had a financial dilemma. Creditors were on her case. He said, shut the door behind you and your sons. And as they poured out the oil, there was a multiplication. I'm telling you, they got full of that oil. She got her sons involved in that miracle. She got her sons involved in the anointing. We got to get our families, our lives involved in what God is doing in this hour. I declare tonight, your edge is back. Your edge is back. Samson had an edge. He had a cutting edge anointing. But how many of you know he lost his hair? He lost his covenant. He lost that anointing. The spirit departed from him. The Ruach Adonai, the spirit of the Lord, left him and he did not even know it. He lost his edge and didn't even know it. He stood up as before trying to loose himself and couldn't. He was bound by compromise. He lost his edge. And then they put his eyes out. And they put him in a dungeon and a dark hole. And he had to work like an animal. But the Bible says that his hair started to grow. Little did the enemy know, while he was in that dark pit, his hair was growing again. And when he stood between those two pillars and prayed, he prayed one prayer. He said, Lord, just one more time. Give me my edge back. Give me my strength back. Let me bring down everything in this house. Let me destroy this stronghold. How many of you know he got his edge back? And they made a sport of him. They laughed at him. They said he'll never come back, but he made a comeback. And I'm here to prophesy to you, some of you are about to make a comeback. It doesn't matter what you've been through, how many people said you're finished, how many times they've said you're never going to get that application, that loan, that job, how you're never going to be able to succeed tonight. I'm here to tell you, they cannot count you out. There's a spirit on the inside of you. There's an anointing on your life that's going to give you a comeback anointing. You're going to bring the stronghold down. The edge is coming back to your life. Come on, let's all give the Lord a praise offering for that edge tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There is a cutting edge anointing in this place. And upon the prophetic word that comes forth from this place and tonight, as this precious oil touches your life, I believe that there is an edge restored. There is an accent restored. There is a gift. There's an anointing. Something is about to live again. Something that everybody and even the devil thought never is going to come back. It's going to come back and it's going to be more powerful, more greater, and more anointed than ever before. It's your night. There's a cutting edge anointing being released on your life. Would you stand tonight in the presence of God? And I want to ask you, would you just lift those hands up high? Would you lift those hands up high? And Pastor Harold is going to come and the musicians and take over. But I want you to lift those hands up high with me for a moment in the presence of God. I want to ask you to lift your voice as loud as you can. And I want you to pray and speak in the spirit, in other tongues, until you feel like your edge is back, until you sense that the dullness is gone, until you sense that that axe hit in your life is cutting edge. Your faith, your dream, your gift, your testimony, your ministry, your praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Lift that voice, lift that voice, lift that voice, lift that voice. Rebobo shataraba, ribobo shataraba kurava, ribabo shataraba bakurava, rebo shatarabaka, ribashutarama, revashia taravato, revashiandarabo. That's it, come on, lift it more, higher, higher. For too long, there's been a dullness. For too long, there's been a dullness. It's time to sharpen the edge. It's time to sharpen the edge. It's time for that anointing to bring the edge back. Come on, come on. There's an anointing flowing. There's a move of the Spirit of God. There's a move of the Spirit of God. There's a move of the Spirit of God right there, right there. Pentecost anointing. Pentecost fire. Unusual miracles. Unusual miracles. Those watching on live streaming, unusual miracles for your life. Unusual miracles for your family and home. Unusual miracles. Unusual miracles. Special favor. Cutting edge anointing. Breakthrough anointing. Favor of God anointing. Power of God anointing. Power of God anointing.
Come on, worship the Lord. Come on, speak to God right now. Claim back. Claim back from the enemy and take your victory tonight in this place. Shout hallelujah. Take back your victory. You are more than a conqueror. God is the God of restoration. Hallelujah. 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 You are more than a conqueror. Give the Lord a praise offering in this place. Shout hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Woo. Amen. And just to make the devil real nervous, give the Lord another big praise offering. Come on, everybody. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Woo. Now you may be seated. Unfortunately, I have to apologize. We do not have seat belts in this place. And you'll forgive us. But here, this little lamp over here is a lamp. Let me hold it up like that. It comes from Shiloh in Israel. It's filled with the oil of the place where the prophet Samuel grew up. At the Ark of the Covenant of God. I stood there some 2 weeks ago now, in that very self-same place. And here is a little lamp from there, made out of the ground in that place, the oil of that place. So we went and we brought back from Shiloh, here's the same oil, and we brought it for the anointing. And we prepared it for tonight. May this anointing that you receive tonight be an enduring anointing. May this anointing grant you divine wisdom that you will need every day of your life. May it give you wisdom when you make decisions. May it give you inspiration with creativity, so that you're inspired in what you're doing and you will enjoy life more than other people that work with you. except if they're also filled with Holy Spirit. May this bring you healing, whatever miracle you're seeking after. And also, may this restore, because the oil of Shiloh was used, the same self oil from the olive trees of Shiloh was here used for hundreds of years to power the lamp in the house of God, the menorah. This is one of them, but not the real one, obviously. And it speaks of the sevenfold Spirit of God. And so may these incredible drops of oil bring new life to areas that have gone dead in your life. And may your cutting edge come back and you become real sharp in your devotion. The last thing before I start praying for the people, and Pastor Jacques will help you and all the pastors will be in a row behind us, is that do not see this night as just an opportunity, but see this night as a new devotion. And may this, oh dear Jesus, may this really cause your people to desire to be your witnesses as never before. Because you said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you. You be my witnesses. But Lord, may the people have the boldness of Peter and the apostles to speak about Jesus as far as they go. And pray tonight that this incredible anointing with the oil from the place of where the string of anointing, anointed prophets of God came. All the major as well as the minor prophets followed after Samuel. Lord, that this oil would bring light to people's minds, to the way they think, light to their eyes, spiritual sight and vision, open ears to hear the word of the Lord coming to them, and a heartbeat that's in tune with God. Father, I pray this blessing over every family tonight in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ the Messiah. Give the Lord a praise offering right now. Amen. Hallelujah.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.